This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live, launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you're invited if you want to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. We can get to those calls, your calls and thoughts about whatever you want coming up. What's happening with the riots that originally were protests and then became pretty destructive over the last, 48 hours that essentially they've been going on in Minneapolis, apparently have spread to other cities. We can talk about that, and of course you can bring up whatever you want to discuss. Also, we've been discussing the Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act. That doesn't sound particularly interesting, right? Section 2, whatever, of this and that act. Well, this one's kind of important because it is the legal framework that essentially allows companies on the Internet to allow their users to publish things to their platform. So it could be as simple as a comment section over at electnobody.com, or it could be a massive mega website like YouTube that allows, in theory, anyone to post mostly whatever content that they want to. And I don't want to put words in you guys' mouth, but nobody and Mark and Ian are in the studio here tonight, and nobody and Mark, it seemed like you guys had, I don't know, I don't want to say you agree with Trump on this, but it seems like you sort of understand the mentality, or
there's something to the statement, right? Like for me, the libertarian statement that, hey, it's your business, it's your platform,
it's your website,
you can do what you want on it. It holds a lot of resonance.
Yeah.
Until you sort of see, you know, these big organizations that have, oh, I don't know, maybe worked with the NSA and the CIA for a decade or more in order to further cement their power. I don't know. Like, I'm just imagining some dark things may go on. Just me guessing here, right? I don't know. But somehow or another, they get so big that they become the public forum as opposed to just a place to give your opinion. You know, it's one thing if you go on, like, Stormfront, which is a well-known white supremacist website, and you go on there and you say, I don't think this is exactly the way it should be, fellas. Right? Like, you go on there, yeah, you know, nobody really cares in Stormfront. They'll cuss you out or whatever. But when you go on Facebook and Facebook decides, look, I don't like what you have to say, and you're not going to get to say it. And that's happened here on Free Talk Live. We got banned from Facebook.
And it's fine.
For 30 days. It isn't fine.
Yeah, it is. It's not our website. How I don't understand
it's
how
unjust.
Somebody... It's unjust. I don't understand. It sounds like to me like you're talking out of both sides of your mouth. You're like, well, I like the idea of private property, but if you get too successful, then you need to be subject to what? Government regulation? Rules? Arbitrary diktats by bureaucrats?
Here's a very similar position. And maybe it'll help you see where I'm coming from. I don't believe in anti-discrimination laws. Okay? I think in general they're bad.
Meaning you think that someone should be free to discriminate in their place of business.
Someone should be free to discriminate in their place of business.
Mm-hmm.
But let's say that the government has come in and formed a cartel,
mm-hmm.
like it has in the banking industry,
yeah.
and that all of the members of that cartel then choose to discriminate against, say, users of cryptocurrency
mm-hmm.
in order to maintain a competitive advantage that cannot be assailed.
Yeah.
Well, because of that involvement, then I definitely have some sympathy with the idea that either the people that they discriminate against should be released from those laws so they can go out and form their own bank. Mm-hmm. Okay, or should be free to bring suit against the banking cartel.
I don't
and
disagree.
Say, hey, if you're going to be a cartel, you've got
but
to.
But that doesn't apply here. I don't disagree with what you're saying there. If you're going to live and die by the state, which is what the banks do,
right.
then you will be subjected to all the state's rules, which mm-hmm. include lawsuits and things like that. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about a state-enforced cartel like the banking system. We're mm-hmm. talking about what is a relatively free marketplace. As far as you compare the different industries of businesses out there, you know, you don't generally need to get a health code permit or an occupancy permit or a license of some sort to go and open a website. All you need to do is either know how to host it yourself and put your own server online or hire somebody to do it for you. And
of course, your IP, your ISP will throttle throttle people's bandwidth to your site, whereas it will increase the bandwidth to things like Facebook and Amazon and stuff like that.
Well, if it gets paid to do that, then they should be free to do that. That's not, again, what we're talking about with the idea of a government-enforced cartel.
I
want to start a website and compete with Facebook? Go ahead.
I don't like injustice or a fixed game or a stacked deck, and I don't care whether a private organization's doing or the government's doing
it. Then don't use their website. Facebook.
Right.
For all your talk about how you don't like this and that, you're the one who's there.
I use Facebook as a marketing tool for Free Talk Live.
Okay, well then you got to accept whatever the problems are with that marketing tool.
I get that there are problems with it, and I point them out all the time as often as I can.
Sure, and that's fine to point them out, but then you cross a line when you start talking like you were talking earlier, like, well, once you get too big, we need to look at the government here or something. That seemed like what you were saying.
I don't know what I'm saying, Ian.
Okay, well then why don't you figure it out?
I don't have a solution
Here's your solution. The free marketplace, or what semblance of a marketplace that we have. As I was saying,
free market isn't working. Right?
We don't have
the
a free market.
Has done nothing but make Facebook bigger.
We don't have a free market.
Okay.
But you have the freedom on the internet to start a competing website. There's nothing stopping you from doing that.
That's
the people over at Gab decided they wanted to do something like that, and they did it.
How'd that go for them?
They're still around, I think. They got a lot of press coverage and this and that. And there's other options and other alternatives out there, including some decentralized ones. Okay.
Yep.
You see the issue.
So quit bitching and do something.
The issue that I have, and one of the reasons that I have some sympathy for Mark's position and even for Trump's position, is that the media is, in my opinion, pretty much a wholly owned subsidiary of the government, because the government owns all the
licenses.
By
the media, do you mean Facebook, or are you talking about media like television?
I'm talking about the major media in terms of TV, radio,
yes.
what
sure.
have you. Well, the reason that Facebook became preeminent, or one of the major reasons that Facebook became preeminent, is the amount of media attention that was poured on them by the major media. The major media doesn't talk about what gets posted to places other than Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube.
Are you talking about in recent years, or are you talking about when Facebook was growing?
Both, but in recent years.
Yeah, I was going to say, in 2008 and 2009 or whatever, when Facebook was growing and competing with places like MySpace, for instance, or 2006 or whenever, that sort of time frame, I don't think they had the same media clout that they do today.
I don't think they had the same clout, but I think they were pushed by the media in ways that other platforms have not been. I think that.
But who could have known that Mark Zuckerberg's little college website?
I'm not sure Facebook has the clout that Twitter has. I mean, the reporters are just gaga over Twitter.
Twitter people do like Twitter because it's kind of a different platform than Facebook. It's supposedly easier to reach influential people on Twitter.
Yeah, every time I've sent a tweet to an influential person, they've never paid attention to
me.
I don't even have a green check next to my name. Mm-hmm. Whatever.
Vermin Supreme couldn't get a green check next to his name. Yeah. Well, it's very important to Twitter and to Facebook to control the narrative.
Sure.
And
they should be able to. It's their website. They should control whatever they want about it.
Yeah,
in a perfect world, I would agree with you.
Because as soon as you say that they shouldn't, and I'm not saying you're saying they shouldn't, you're just sort of complaining about it.
They should not control the narrative.
Through what mechanism?
What?
Through what? Like, what's going to prevent them from doing
it? Oh,
that?
I'm not coming up with a system for doing it, but I'm saying you shouldn't lie. You shouldn't censor speech, especially speech that isn't outrageously false.
But you should also have the ability to construct whatever sort of website you want to, which has whatever claims you want to, whether you're talking about some outrageous, ridiculous claim like the Earth is flat, or whether you're talking about your favorite
local
party.
Let's start by eliminating broadcast licenses and see if the market opens up to a wider variety.
I don't think that eliminating broadcast licenses is going to put a stop to social media behemoths, but it wouldn't hurt. There's more coming up.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew at freetalklive.com.
When I adopted her, she was a mess. Scabs, itching, licking, missing fur, hot spots. Ooh. So I get the Dynavite.
Dinovite. com.
And the Licko Chops within a 4-week total. Sheba is a 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. And she loves it.
You won't believe how happy a dog will be.
Dynavite for life.
Dinovite.com.
Got shaving irritation? Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Toll free. Take control of of the airwaves. And you can do that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we do have what is a mostly open platform here on Free Talk Live, meaning that you are welcome to call and express yourself. However, we're not obligated to give you any significant amount of time unless you're interesting.
Yeah, right.
You know. We'll keep you on longer if you're, you know, you're interesting. And sometimes we're just in a rush, you know, just because we end the call sooner rather than later doesn't mean you weren't interesting. It may mean that we have other people on hold that we want to get on the air and give them a chance to
Right, we can't just monopolize the show. I mean, we make our decisions to take a call or not take a call or, you know, extend a call or not extend a call based on a variety of reasons.
Right, so while we allow anyone to call in about any topic, so long as it's within the FCC's bounds, which is still, you know, relatively large range, we also are regularly sculpting the message that people hear on this radio program. And one of the ways that we do that is through the way, of course, that we respond to the callers, but also in which order that we take the calls and, you know, the topics that we're discussing. So we have control over a fair amount of things here on Free Talk Live. This is our property. And we get to make the decisions about it. And that's there's nothing wrong with that. And if we all of a sudden get on 700 radio stations, which isn't really possible, but, you know, 500 is technically, as far as talk radio stations are
concerned. Is it Rush still on 600?
I don't think so. Probably not these days. He's probably in the 500 range, would be my guess.
There's just not 600 talkers in America?
There are probably, but they're probably not in that you could be... Like, there's only so many marketplaces.
Yeah.
So, anyway, we're going to get into your phone calls and thoughts here. I just wanted to put out the idea that, look, if I understand it's frustrating when there's a mega behemoth in an industry, right? Like, they are generally awful, and their policies are no fun to work for as an employee, and frequently they affect the average folks in certain undesirable ways. So I get all that, and I get the frustrations. I quit Facebook more than 2 years ago, and it's been great for me personally.
I mean,
so I support that.
I don't think Facebook's the worst of them. I mean, if you look at
YouTube,
and well, YouTube, which is Google, but I use Google products, but I think YouTube is a really controlled platform.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I think they very much cut out political content that they disagree with.
Demonetize.
Yeah.
I mean, they have all kinds of ways of controlling speech there, and it seems to be the only one sort of, you know, platform
the big
out
one.
There.
There are other ones. There's Vimeo, and there's Metacafe.
DLive.
DLive's a live streaming platform, these are video... On demands is what we're kind of talking about with YouTube. Although YouTube has a live streaming aspect, it came later rather than was originally designed.
Yeah, it was an add-on.
But let me get to these phone calls here. Some folks have been waiting patiently, including David in Michigan, listening to WKHN there in Jackson. Go ahead, David.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Hi, David.
Hey.
Pleasure to speak with both of you again. And
there's three of us, but go ahead. Welcome.
It's true.
Well, I'm staying correct.
Nobody's here.
That's okay. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
It's a virtual host. I want to keep it interesting. And, you know, it reminds me of Obama said, you didn't build that airwave. What do you mean I didn't build that airwave?
Is that what he said, airwave? I thought he just said
you didn't build that.
No,
yeah,
no, just as an analogy. You didn't build. Well, you can't build an airwave, can you? I mean, I suppose you could harness an airwave or however Marconi and the pioneers did that. Sitting here in Jackson, Michigan, on Lansing Avenue, which is just north 35 miles from where I live here, there's a bike shop on the corner, been there forever. I'm 57. I've grown up in this town. That is open, but there is a shortage of bicycles here. Have you guys heard that out there?
No,
shortage of bicycles? No, I haven't heard that.
There is a tremendous shortage of bicycles.
I did hear that bicycles are going pretty hot and heavy, fast off the shelves around the United States, because I imagine people want to cut down on their spending, and if they can avoid driving the car around, then that's one way to do it, right? Mm. Is that what's driving this?
That's part of it. I think the other part is, you know, probably the majority of them are built right there in China.
Oh, yeah, good
point.
Yeah,
factory's been shut down.
There's also, you know, we have legal marijuana shops here, and oh heck, they're open, but you can't open a bar.
It's insane,
a restaurant
isn't
bar.
It?
Mm-hmm. Within 100 yards of me, I'm looking at the Gray Stone Tavern on Lansing Avenue in Jackson. It's been there probably. It used to be an old horse stable, basically, on a route to Lansing, I suppose. And can
you get stoned at the Great Stoned Tavern?
Oh, I've done it. I financed them for years. a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So but, what you're pointing out is there's a lot of arbitrary, decisions being made by the government goons there in Michigan, and it's frustrating. It's frustrating.
Goons? You're giving goons a bad name when we're talking about Whitmer and her.
She's a monster, isn't she?
Yeah. What else is happening there? I mean, I know there was the mass haircutting event that happened, I think, last week, about this time last week. What's the latest? Has there been anything that's developed this week there in Michigan?
Yes. That particular barber has now been appealed and overruled by a 3-judge panel.
Really?
2-1 that he's got to stay shut.
Oh, God.
The guy's in his 70s.
Right.
Probably had a shop for, probably been a barber forever.
Long as we've been alive.
Look at the economic effect. Now, Jackson's, 30,000 people, 160,000 in the county, maybe. And it is happening throughout Michigan and these other states. And, gosh, like you guys were saying, how much of the business is going to come back? Is there going to be the money to get a $6 hamburger, which is worth it? What about haircuts? My God, dentists. Dentists, right. For an example.
My prediction my observation is that what they seem to be trying to do is crush small business while reinforcing the big boys, and redirect as much wealth as possible to members of what George Carlin called the club. It's a great big club, and you're not in it.
Damn right.
And
damn right.
Look up that routine if you haven't heard it recently.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the truth, but it's certainly the result.
Yes.
Thank you, David, for your call, and thanks for the update on Michigan, because I had not seen the news that, indeed, Michigan Appeals Court, so it wasn't the federal courts yet, says barbershop must close despite the protests. NPR, with the report that they have said that a lower court judge got it wrong by refusing to enforce an order to shut down Owosso, Michigan barber Carl Mankey, who gained fame or notoriety for cutting hair in defiance of Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer's COVID-19 emergency orders. The orders include a ban on barbers and hair salons.
Gretchen, that's worse than Karen.
Doing business during the declared crisis. Mankey's refusal to follow the orders sparked a May 20th demonstration in front of the Michigan Capitol. This is where what we talked about. Dozens of barbers and hairstylists openly defied the order with free haircuts. Michigan State Police issued 7 citations at the demonstration. We'll tell you a little bit more about what the court ruled, again, appeals court in the state of Michigan, saying you got to shut down, obey the governor. 855-450-FREE slaves. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump acknowledged the death toll of the coronavirus, which has now topped over 100,000 Americans, as a very sad milestone. He sent his sympathy in a tweet saying, "We've just reached a very sad milestone with the coronavirus deaths reaching 100,000. The tweet continues to say, "Of all the families and friends of those who have passed, I want to extend my heartfelt sympathy for everything these great people stood for and I represent." China's legislature approved controversial new security laws that exert total control over Hong Kong, a direct reaction to a pro-democracy movement in the southern region. Even before the laws were official, the U.S. government declared Beijing in breach of a policy that grants Hong Kong a large degree of autonomy. President Donald Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have warned for days there would be serious consequences if China enacted the new law. This is USA Radio News. The coronavirus crisis threw at least 2.1 million Americans out of work last week, despite the gradual reopening of businesses around the country. The latest job figures from the U.S. Labor Department bring to 41 million the running total of Americans who have filed for unemployment since the coronavirus shutdowns. There were some encouraging signs. The overall number of Americans currently drawing jobless benefits dropped for the first time since the crisis began, from 25 to 21 million. And first-time applications for unemployment have fallen for 8 straight weeks as states gradually let stores, restaurants, and other businesses reopen, and the auto industry starts up factories again. Organizers officially canceled the Boston Marathon for the first time in its history and ending a 124-year run that had persisted through 2 world wars and another pandemic. The race, which draws a field of over 30,000 and had already been postponed from April 20th to September 14th, will be replaced by a virtual event in which participants who verify they ran 26.2 miles will receive their finisher's medal. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most: finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're available if you want, or you're invited, rather. If you're available, you're invited to call in and join us on the radio. You can talk
nice
about...
Save.
Anything, what did you say?
Nice save.
Okay, thanks. I thought you said something about stay safe. I hear that so often these days, and it's so frustrating.
Drive fast and take chances, people.
There you go.
Take a risk and grow.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. That's how you grow in life. You got to get out of your comfort zone, and in order to do that, you got to take risks. So, totally agree.
Yeah, risks. Really? Risks, if calculated, are a good idea.
Sure, but you have to take risks.
Wild risks for no reason, not particularly a good idea.
And speaking of calculated risks, I wanted to get in a few words about the Church of the Invisible Hand. We've just obtained our new service. After a stellar couple months of fundraising, and we're going to be working to set up an exchangeless platform where you can send your dollars and get cryptocurrency in return, or you can send your cryptocurrency and get dollars in return. And so keep posted with that. If you've got dollars or crypto that you want to yeet, for now, get in touch with me on Discord at discord.li. WLRN.FM, but eventually you'll be able to go to our very own website and take care of that.
Excellent, and I'm sure you'll announce that once that is available.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to go back to more of your calls and thoughts, and then we can tell you more about what's going on in Michigan with the Michigan barber who has now gone to a Michigan appeals court where the appeals court panel says the lower court judge got it wrong by refusing to enforce an order to shut down the Owosso, Michigan barber Carl Mankey. The appeals court says that, the refusal to follow the order shutdown sparked this demonstration we talked about with the dozens of haircuts being given by a variety of barbers and hairstylists and several citations issued at that. Mankey's attorney argued, among other things, that the order to pull his barber's license and close his shop violated his First Amendment right to protest the reach of the governor's executive orders, and the higher court has disagreed. We'll share their opinion with you here in just a moment, but let's go first to Steve, he's in Arkansas, listening to KPFW. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are you all today?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I was just going to talk for a second about this. You know, I'm sick of seeing all of my so-called friends on Facebook posting hashtag I can't breathe. And look, everybody in the country, except for maybe white supremacists, agree that the cop was in the wrong. I mean,
seems like it.
In Minneapolis. Yeah, the guy who choked the...
Yeah. I mean... The video obviously shows that someone else was on the guy's back. Someone else was on his legs. Mm-hmm. He didn't need to have his knee buried in the dude's neck.
Nope.
You know, I can understand if you're trying to gain control of someone, that might happen initially, and then once you get control, then that ends. But
that doesn't seem to be happening here.
Yeah. No, exactly. And there's no justification for what that officer did. Now, my question is all these people that are posting about it, and who are you arguing with? I mean, nobody disagrees with you.
Yeah, it's pretty shocking on this particular one, considering how many egregious murders that various police have committed on video over the last, you know, two decades that I've been paying attention, that this is the one now where you're actually even seeing a number of people within the policing profession saying, yeah, they went too far. Yeah. That's unusual.
There's just no denying it. I don't know if that's why. I mean, this is probably, you know, there was a few years ago in South Carolina, the gentleman that was running away from the police and they
got
shot him several times. You got the kid that was taking a jog in Georgia.
There's a Philando Castile. The kid taking a jog one has some mitigating circumstances.
A ton of these things. Mm-hmm. I mean, look.
Well, right. Hold on. I think the point is that here there have been some that really are crappy examples of how black people in America are targeted by police.
Mm-hmm. It's not just black people. There's all kinds of
I'm not claiming that
people.
That's the case. Okay. I'm claiming that that's a claim.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's the Michael Brown, for instance. Well, did he just rob that convenience store? There's plenty of cases where it's like, maybe not the best example, fellas. This one appears to be a pretty good example, and maybe that's why they're running with it. Folks are running with it. It's like,
right.
Hey, finally, we got that good example you were looking for.
Well, I can understand why people are posting about this, Steve, because folks want to feel like they're heard. They have an opinion about this. And if they're not willing to get out in the streets and join a rabid mob of potentially violent looters, then, you know, the posting to the from the safety of their home into a Facebook or a Twitter or something is an alternative. For them.
I think that the police...
Well, it's mostly rich old white people. And I'm like...
Here's a solution for you. How about we just go ahead and make the payouts for these things that we're going to have to pay? You know, that's what's going to happen. Taxpayers are going to have to pay over this. But why not think about the police pensions instead? Because I think that might very well change the behavior of
police
agencies.
If they have some consequences.
Right. There's really not much for consequences. It looks like there's going to be some consequences for these guys. Mm-hmm. But clearly this guy did not think there would be consequences or
no.
He wouldn't have
brazen.
Just laid there with his knee on the guy's neck.
I think that's a good idea, and I think we should also consider as long as we have police who are magic special people that the law doesn't usually apply to, I think they should be required to carry their own insurance and to pay for their own liability insurance.
Because the taxpayers pay for that right now.
Exactly. And what one would expect to happen then is that if a cop was completely irresponsible over a long period of time, as many of them are,
they'd lose their insurance.
The insurance companies would say, we're not paying for this anymore, and they would jack their rates so high that they could no longer practice their profession, and that would be a very good thing.
Nobody should propose that for our campaign.
I wouldn't be opposed Nobody. To that. Real quick, I wanted to let Mark know, last time I spoke with him, I believe he was in the Marion Islands at the time, we were talking about handguns, and Mark, I did just purchase a Walther PPS, so I recommend shooting one of those if you haven't.
Well, he can't legally shoot a gun because he's a felon, but maybe in another life.
I could observe somebody shooting it, though, and enjoy it.
I said Mark.
Mark
yes,
is the
Mark
guy.
Is a felon.
Actually, two out of the three hosts are felons on the show here. Nobody's a felon, and Mark is a felon. Hey, Steve, thanks for the recommendation. Thanks for the call tonight, man.
We're all felons. Two of us have been caught.
We continue with so Scott. Funny. He's in New York and watching us on Twitch at twitch.lrn.fm. Good, Scott.
Yeah, hey there, guys. I got to agree with you on what you said about Jesus a few moments ago.
Can you speak right into your microphone? You're a little hard to hear. I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, I've been on YouTube ever since. You know, you could only upload about 10 minutes of video.
Oh, wow, and yeah.
I definitely agree. It's crazy. It's crazy how the site has changed. I'm actually a content creator. I have about 8K subs. And, yeah, I've been suspended a couple of times. You can get copyright strikes for nothing. And you'll get your account suspended like that.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, what you said about...
but not if you're private, in the club.
What you said about private sites and stuff like that. Before I discovered this show, I actually called C-SPAN a couple of times. So I love the idea, like an open forum. But, you know, with places like C-SPAN, you know, only old people watch it.
And
you
right.
You have a topic every day. You don't have, like, a free... open source. But yeah, the reason why I like this show, I mean, you can talk about anything. I mean, you can talk about Howard Stern's ball sack and Baba Booey's mustache.
Baba Booey! It's been so long since somebody said Baba Booey.
I'm going to let that one go. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Because I don't think he did technically break any rules there. It was just silly. Thanks for that. And that was a good lead up to what I thought was going to be a crank. So it was a good one.
Yeah. Not the worst. It certainly doesn't hit our top 10.
We've got some bad ones though. So compared to some of the bad ones,
it's been a real dry period.
Yeah. 855 450 free. That's, you know, it makes me smile a little bit. So, you know, okay.
This Walther PPS looks pretty nice.
What's the caliber?
I haven't looked that far into it, but I think it's 380.
Okay.
What I'm seeing.
855 450 free. That's the toll free line. You can bring up what you want. Maybe a little bit more about the Michigan barber situation. And is there a business owner near you that is standing up to the tyrannical COVID crackdown that we're seeing?
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want in these remaining moments. We may have enough time for you if you call in right now at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Keenan, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, has done that and is supporting the show through the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a simple method that allows you to get behind what we do here. So if you like Free Talk Live, you like the fact that we do have an open forum where you can call in and talk about anything or listen to people and share their have them share their opinions about whatever, then if you appreciate us, please go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can subscribe to the AMP program there. You can use a credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use, Bitcoin, BTC, if you would like, over at ampamp.freetalklive.com.
What about BCH?
Well, it would cost cost a lot of money to implement Bitcoin. It probably wouldn't cost as much to implement other coins into that system, but it will likely cost quite a bit, and almost no one uses, of course, Bitcoin's expensive to use, so that could be why, but we don't have like a bunch of people banging down the door saying, hey, can I use BCH, or can I use Dash, or can I use Bitcoin SV? It's not like there's a large demand for it, unfortunately. There's hardly anybody.
Do you have the source for that system?
Yes, I believe it was an open source system provided by... I'll have to do a little digging. I think it was Mycelium. I think they have a open source system that you can use for website donations.
Like okay. That. I'd be interested in having a look at that sometime just to see if there's an easy route to maybe upgrade that software and get other coins in there, because BTC is so expensive to use
now, it's basically
I'm suggesting
useless.
BCH, BSV, Dash, anything but the original.
Yeah, unfortunately, the AMP program is a very small program. I mean, even though we're a nationally syndicated talk show and we've been around for a couple of decades now, we don't even quite have 200 amplifiers. So it's an exclusive group, and we appreciate all of them, including Keenan, who is a Free Talk Live silver amplifier. You can join him over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we go back to your calls and thoughts. Connor is on the line in Wisconsin. Listening, he says, for the first time. Connor, how are you tuning us in here tonight?
Yeah, hi. I actually had never heard of this radio show until Derek from AnyPay. He was on your line earlier today.
Show.
So I'm actually the founder and CEO of True Reviews. We just integrated with AnyPay to allow. We were essentially a blockchain-based review system to use Bitcoin blockchain, Bitcoin SV blockchain, to validate reviews by tokenizing proof of purchase and then tying that to a review.
Yeah, Derek J. called earlier and told us about the system, and it seems like it's available right now in an alpha form. TrueReviews.io, was it? Was that the site?
Yep, and I think, the more important thing really is, I was listening to you earlier. First of all, I've enjoyed the conversation. I'm definitely going to tune in to this more. I thought the conversation was really interesting. I want to say one thing is that, you guys had a whole conversation about the free market and social media companies, and there is a big opportunity to build alternatives to these existing tech companies that aren't doing things the way that we want them to. And I think the Bitcoin blockchain, specifically the Bitcoin SV blockchain, allows us to build new technologies to really compete with the existing legacy technology companies. And I really am excited about it. I think that, for example, what we're doing is leveraging Bitcoin blockchain as a database and using that to have some open distributed system to validate reviews, right? But
Yeah, I was going to say, just to what you were saying, the Bitcoin SV blockchain has really shown some promise in recent months. There's another website called Twetch that Derek J. has promoted here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I signed up for that.
It's also SV-based, and it is essentially a competitor to Twitter, except you're writing your posts. You pay a small amount, like 2 or 3 cents worth of Bitcoin SV, and you can post permanently to the Bitcoin SV blockchain. There's nobody who can, but there's no one else who can go in and remove your posts. So it's uncensorable, effectively. And the same thing's true about these reviews that people are posting through True Reviews. Isn't that right, Connor?
Exactly. And the important thing really is that, this isn't new. When Satoshi Nakamoto created Bitcoin 10 years ago, this is what we should have been working on 10 years ago. So everyone's now talking about, let's build these decentralized platforms and compete with all these platforms. Well, it's right there to build on the Bitcoin SV blockchain, just as Satoshi Nakamoto envisioned 10 years ago. So I really think the Bitcoin SV blockchain allows us to build these competitors that everyone so desperately wants and needs, and therefore we don't need regulation that, like Trump is proposing to solve the Twitter problem, right?
Because that's not going to solve the problem. I'd like to just point out to anybody out there, and you guys didn't support what Trump was saying, just to be clear.
Yes, I'm not proposing any legislation or regulation.
Right.
I'm saying that there's a real problem here, and I don't know what to do about it.
Well, I agree with what Connor's saying. You have to outcompete these people. That's the only answer, because if you turn to the state, you're going to find that they're not going to solve this problem for you, or they're only going to make things worse, and they're only going to destroy more freedom of speech.
Well, the state will likely get involved. I mean, let's take a look at what happened with Bitcoin originally. This is a call about cryptocurrency, and I don't know what happened, but if I was the conspiratorial sort, I might say that the government somehow got involved in Bitcoin to the point that they
ruin the original Bitcoin.
They capped the transaction amount and made Bitcoin a useless.
This is the block size is what you're talking about,
right?
That was capped. And yes, I've always thought that Blockstream, which was the company that came in, it brought a bunch of developers and it was, in many cases, as I understand it, the Blockstream developers who were insistent that the block size must not grow.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always thought that they were influenced somehow by government to damage Bitcoin. And the reason is because as an IT professional, once you have a system deployed in production, I believe that it's absolutely necessary to do whatever it takes to keep that system up and functioning and meeting customers' needs, and that's exactly what the BTC people refused to do when blockchain was, or when Bitcoin was at its height in what should have been our shining hour. They dropped the ball. They refused to implement the obvious solution, and which is what caused Richard Veer to have to fork Roger Veer to have to fork.
Connor, go ahead. What do you think about that?
Real quick.
Go ahead.
Well, I think the important thing is look, there's been a lot of cryptocurrency infighting for the past 10 years,
mm-hmm.
and I think Bitcoin has lost the battle of digital payments to legacy financial systems like PayPal, Venmo, all these things. But the important thing to remember is that the Bitcoin SV, we don't need to argue anymore. The Bitcoin SV blockchain works. It is Bitcoin as it was originally intended. And you can now build really innovative technology. So in our case, for example, so we've now partnered with AnyPay. And now what we can do is you can go into a store, you can pay with cryptocurrency, then that purchase can be tokenized on the blockchain. So when you go to make a real review later on, we can actually validate you're not some person just astroturfing reviews, but we can actually solve this astroturf problem by validating things onto this distributed blockchain. So the important thing really is that, like, we don't need to fight anymore. There's a blockchain that does everything that everyone wants, and it's there. It works right now, and you can build
People are
going to
fight, Connor. even though you've got a really useful blockchain, and I've seen some pretty cool tools, there's, for whatever reason, people love their little teams. They love their fighting, and they love their disagreements, so it's likely
to continue.
Is your system open source? Is your system open source?
Well, what system? So we use a wallet that is open source. Is that what you're concerned about?
Okay. Obviously the blockchain itself is open source. I guess the question is, how difficult would it be for other sites to say, well, you can leave your review here instead because, for example, the True Review site is down. How difficult would that be?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, that's why, honestly, we're not trying to be a competitor to TripAdvisor. We're building technology that TripAdvisor could use, for example, right? So the important thing to do is no one understands this blockchain thing. Let's build these technologies that are actually innovative, that aren't possible without a global blockchain. Let's build that technology and then allow other companies to use it. And that's how you get mass adoption of cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. You don't get mass adoption of cryptocurrency by going and telling your friends and family, hey, we have this new monetary system and it's going to be the fiat system, and by the way, digital payments are really cool. Like, people don't care about that anymore, especially, right?
Yeah, and they especially don't care if you tell them you got to pay $5 to send a transaction like you do on the Bitcoin BTC blockchain. Hey, Connor, great hearing from you. Thanks for sharing your tech with us tonight. I definitely appreciate what you guys are doing out there, and it'll be interesting to see how that grows in the future and if people actually start to adopt it, because it sounds pretty useful. We are out of time for tonight. Don't forget, electnobody.com. He's getting ready to kick off his campaign next week.
Yep.
So if you want to help him out, you can get on over there, and there are ways to do that at electnobody.com. And we will see you tomorrow night. Actually, the Marianas edition of Free Talk Live is live from the Northern Mariana Islands tomorrow night, so stay tuned for that. Meantime, join us at freetalklive.com.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Now now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.